Right.
No more swollen legs. No more diabetes. No more cancer. When we get there, we'll be shut to the gates. They're going to be rejoicing together.
Amen. Hallelujah. Are you thankful for the promises of God? Hallelujah. I think it was the Cathedrals years ago. The Cathedrals, Brother Chad, they had a song that said, "Death is no big deal." Amen. It's just a promotion to the other side. Amen. This week, amen, we'll keep you posted. Sister Roach's sister, Blanche, passed away. Brother Sister Roach will be headed to Lufkin area for the funeral. Also, we will let you know something on Joshua Dixon. This is Tana's husband, about the funeral. That's still pending. The sad thing about it, it was Joshua's 23rd birthday. Not only that, but Joshua's grandpa there in Florida having his funeral this week. And that was already planned. And I want you to be in prayer. We know that the body's at Neil Funeral Home in Cleveland, Texas. But I have a great God who is a God of all comforts. Amen. Even when we don't understand why a 23-year-old on his birthday, newlywed, all of a sudden would be killed on a motorcycle accident. Amen. I'm going to tell you, God's still on the throne when we can't understand. Amen. Would you stand with us tonight? Amen. Sister Coley said it, God has order. Are you thankful for the order of God? Amen. The mighty power of God's way. Amen. Praise God. Lift your hands one more time. Let's thank him for his goodness. Thank you, Jesus, for the order and the power of the Holy Ghost. God, for your goodness and your mercy tonight, Lord. Everything you're doing, everything you got in order for us, oh Lord. We give you praise. We give you thanks tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The scripture said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Lord, lift your voice. If you've been redeemed, you ought to say so tonight. I've been redeemed. We were not redeemed with silver and gold that perished, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I want to go to the book of Numbers, the beginning of your Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. We want to go to Numbers, the second chapter. The book of Numbers, the second chapter. And we're going to look at verse 31 tonight. Amen. I'm so thankful for the goodness of the Lord. Brother and Sister Sykes, I appreciate your life, what you've done, your sacrifice. And tonight, after this, you'll understand. Amen. And I know God has a way. Amen. I appreciate them. They know what missions is. They know how to sacrifice. They know the things of God. They've watched different things unfold and things they couldn't comprehend, and they had to scratch their head about it. But we're thankful that God still keeps good records. God is still on the throne, and God is the one that, amen, he hung the stars and the moon, and they're suspended on nothing. And if God suspends it on nothing, amen, nothing ain't bad for God. Amen. God is able to take care of your something. Amen. If he could create something out of nothing, tonight God's still God. He's not out of inventory. Amen. Hallelujah. The scripture says in the book of Numbers, chapter 2, verse 31, and they that were numbered in the camp of Dan were 157,600. And they go hindmost with their standards. He numbered this camp of Dan, and he said, your position is going to be on the tail end. I want you to notice what was happening. The Lord was given a system and an order, Sister Coley, of the tribes. How many tribes of Israel were they? Anybody? Yeah, 12 tribes of Israel. And y'all remember when the cloud began to move in the wilderness, the Lord said, I want you to pack up camp, and I want you to move with the cloud. We're still trying to follow the cloud of the Holy Ghost, aren't we? But he said, I have certain groups that's going to go first. I'm going to have different ones that's going to go this way and that way. But Dan, you're going to be in the last part. You're going to go hindmost with your standards. Amen. I want you to pray tonight. Lord Jesus, would you help us to have a hearing ear and a receiving spirit tonight? I praise you for your grace and your power, your great mercy tonight. We love you. We worship you. And we want to hear what your spirit is saying in your name, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Sister Becky, I want you to put that first slide there. When the cloud began to go and lift and start moving, it was the indication and the signal for the whole camp to get on their feet. According to the order that the Lord had, the people of God would begin to march with their children, their possessions, and they started marching, following the cloud. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. Thank the Lord. Amen. So many times when you feel like your roots are too deep in this world, I want you to remember you don't belong here and this world don't belong to you. There's a better land, a better place, and a better promise that God has. Amen. In fact, that old song, "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels are beckoning me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home where? In this world anymore." The cloud would move, and immediately the children of Israel knew their place. The first tribe that would come, the first family, was the family of Judah. Judah went first. Somebody say praise. The word Judah in the word of God, and the name of Judah meant praise. I'm going to tell you, amen, tonight, when you're going through something and it's time to move, praise is always appropriate. Amen. When you don't know what to do, put praise first. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness," and everything else would be added and fall in that order, Sister Coley. Amen. Are you thankful tonight that praise is always appropriate when you don't know what to do? Praise has to go first. Judah, when you see the cloud moving, you're the first, and you're going to be at the foremost on the forefront. Then we find out to them was the Levites carrying the tabernacle, the Kohathites carrying the holy things, then the Ephraim's camp, Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin. But in the last segment would be Dan, the tribe of Dan, the camp of Dan. Go to the next slide. Here's the people. They're traveling in the wilderness. And isn't it amazing that as they traveled, amen, it's fun and great to be in the forefront. As a lot of people like to be first. There's a lot of people like to be up on that cutting edge. But how would you like it if God said your place is going to be in the hindmost area of the tribe? You had to eat all the dust from the feet of everybody else when they would kick it up going through the wilderness. Amen. How would you like to be placed in that placement and position that you were the final part of it? Give me the next one. But the Bible says, Dan, I want you to be there with your standards. You're going to be that last one, but you have a place there. And the men of God, the men of Daniel, they would have their standards there representing, hey, even though we're the back of the line, amen, we're still holding our standard up. We're still marching. Even though we're eating the dust of everybody else, we don't get to see the first thing. We don't see the first experience of crossing and the first experience of this and that. We're always the last one to see, but we're still holding our standard. Are you thankful tonight that the standard bearer is still marching? There are people that may not be on the forefront. They may not be in the Judah position, but God has placed you in his divine order to be part of the crowd, part of the army, and part of the blessings of God. Amen. We're talking about tonight, the slide with the title, "The Ministry of the Hindmost," is what I want to preach tonight. The camp of Dan brought up the rear when the armies of Israel began to march. They occupied what we call the hindmost place. But what mattered was their position. They were just as truly a part of the host of Israel as the first tribes, the foremost tribes. They followed the same cloud, the fiery cloud pillar. They ate of the same manna. They drank of the same spiritual rock. And they journeyed to the same inheritance. I want to tell somebody and cheer you up tonight. Though sometimes you feel to be the last one to get your blessing, I'm thankful that God is still, amen, part of the cloud and the glory glory that will cover the camp. Amen. What a privilege to be part of the army and to fare as those that lead in the very foremost, the van, so to speak. Those that are at the front. Amen. Someone must be the hindmost, you see. God puts us sometimes in the least and the back sometimes because you're the person that could do what other people can't do. Amen. There are people that do the menial work for Jesus. And there are those people that are in the back part, so to speak. But I want to tell you that that was a very useful place for the people of Dan. Because even while the other tribes were up front, sometimes there were stragglers that had to be picked up on the march. And lost property has to be picked up and gathered from the field. And let me just say this, son of God. I'm thankful for the years of people that has been in God's army that may not been on the forefront, but behind the scene that were there to pick us up and there to be a strengthening hand when everybody else seemed to be on the forefront. Thank God for the faithful that had the ministry of the hindmost. I think about it. Amen. The missionaries, Brother Sister Sykes, how many missionaries have been sent overseas because of a little lady, maybe a widow woman that had just a little bit of income, but she made sure every month that she would faithfully meter out that portion that would go to missions. Thank God for those behind the scenes. Oh, that the unknown ones that labored in small places. A lot of times we hear camp meeting preachers and conference preachers that have big facilities and big churches and seeing what's successful. But I want to tell you who's successful in the eyes of God. Those that are in the hindmost. Amen. Even the man that's in a small place that does not have all the grandeur. Amen. But who is faithfully serving God, who's faithful to the things of God. Jesus said, they that are least in the kingdom are considered the greatest. I'm thankful tonight that God sees somebody. You may not have a big billboard. You may not have all the accolade and the spotlight, but I have a God who sees the one in the hindmost area. Amen. They were in a very useful place, the Danites. You know, fiery spirits may dash towards our path sometimes and weary us. But I'm thankful for those that will come behind us and hold up the arms of the weary. I'm thankful for those that have picked me up. Amen. Those that in my ministry, even as a young man that started pastoring at 22 years old. Amen. Thank God for the elders. Amen. Those that were faithful to be there for me through the years and encourage me, son, I got your back. I'm still praying with you. Thank God for little great aunts. Amen. And uncles and family members. I had one little aunt. She would tell me, she would say, baby, I'm praying for you. Amen. And oh, and every month I received that little check in the mail. Amen. When I was in college with a little letter saying, honey, I love you and I'm praying for you. Amen. Thank God for the unseen individuals that were doing a great thing for God. Amen. Oh, their names were not known by the crowd, but God seen their faithfulness. Don't ever write off your foundation and your support system. You know, I see there is a trend that there are people in the forefront that looks around at everybody else and says, if you're not doing what I'm doing, you don't have the glory of God and the anointing of God. That's not the truth. Thank God for the faithful. Thank God for those that are just there. Thank God for those that are behind the scene that are carrying the load, that are the support system. There are those that are faithful to the things of God. Amen. Oh, it seems that many times those on the forefront, when things don't go their way, they get a little upset. They get a little cantankerous. They get a little mouthy. But thank God for those in the hindmost that eat the trail dust every day that says, I'm still part of the kingdom of God. I may not be the one clicking my heels and going into the new territory, but I have the same God. My head's in the same cloud. My God is still raining manna. I'm still enjoying the blessings of God. Thank God for that. Amen. The Pharisees got to the place where they thought they were greater and smarter, more holier, sanctified than everybody else. But Jesus said, you stink. Your attitude stinks. And in fact, there was a time of the giving. There was a man who stood there with his nose in the air. You see, they had vessels or their things that they put their money and their offerings in was made out of brass. And many times they would come up with their money. Back in those days, they didn't have paper money. What kind of money did they have? They had money that made noise when it hit the offering pan. So Gloriana, here's this man who had a lot of money. And you could tell when it's big money because it was thicker. And you know as well as myself, a gold bar is pretty thick. Well, they made money out of silver and gold. And the value of it was according to the mineral it was made out of. If it was made of gold, I mean, it was heavy. It was worth something. Made of silver, it was a little bit less. And if it was made of brass or common material, it wasn't worth. You ever heard somebody say a wooden nickel? They're not worth a wooden nickel. Why is a wooden nickel not worth anything? It's made out of wood, the material. So this publican, when it came time for him to give his offering, guess what he was doing? He would stand there. And many of them did this. They would take the coins and clunk. And the sound would echo through that vase that they were pouring it in. And everybody would say, "Woo, that sounds like a heavy, big piece of money." And after a while, they started going, "Look where I am, look what I'm giving, and look what you're not giving." And it became a show, it became a competition of, "Look what I'm doing." But Jesus said, who gave the most? There was a woman that had two little mites. A mite. A mite was just something very small. Something that was just a little bitty fragment of something that when she put it in, it didn't make a big old hollow thud and an echoing sound, Sister Nina. It was just a little tink, a mite. And everybody probably laughing. You know, she shouldn't be able to give because, look, she had nothing but a mite to give. But I want to tell you, Jesus said, who gave the most? It wasn't the one that had the big bag with all the heavy stuff and all the wealthy stuff that everybody was going, ooh. You know what Jesus did? Jesus said the ooh belongs to that little woman that gave everything she had. I'm telling somebody today, the anointing and the blessings of God is for those that learn to give to the Lord. Amen. From the heart. Amen. That says, God, I'm in this because of you. Amen. Thank God for the widow's mite through the years that has been a mighty offering. You think, oh, well, it's just a few cents and a few dollars all I've given. But if you give everything you got to God, I have a God that is able to take it. And he took the bread and the fish from just a little lunch and fed a multitude. How many multitudes of people through the years and missionaries have been supported by that fragments? The ministry of the hindmost is very important. In the kingdom of God, it's not those that give the big amounts, it's those that are faithful. That give of themselves to the Lord. Those that may not be on the forefront, those that may not occupy the front line. And I'm thankful for those, amen, that hold the back position. You know, every position has its duties. We all have a place. And Sister Coley, all have an order. But I'm thankful for the goodness of the Lord that God, amen, positions us right in that specific, peculiar place that he calls us. When you get out of your place, you're out of your place. When you get out of your order with God, there's people that get out of order. Hear me today. When you're out of order, you're not just out of order. You're out of order with the purpose of God and the placement of God. And there are people that always try to nitpick or try to say, ah, you need to be over here. You need to do this. No, 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 no. Remember your spot and your place in the kingdom of God. Jesus still honors the least in the kingdom. Amen. There were people that thought, oh, big deeds, big things. I got to be this. I got to do that. I got to have a position. But the Lord said the least in the kingdom, it would be the greatest. The servant in the kingdom of God. God is still looking for the servant. He's still looking for that one that will not boast or complain about their part. You see, we got two problems. Usually the boaster also becomes a complainer very quickly. When they start boasting, look what all I do. Pretty soon they'll start complaining, look what all you're not doing. I'm the only one doing it. They're going to be the loudest voice complaining because they are boasted, they're proud in spirit. Thank God for those that will not complain, that just carry the load. Thank God for the people that just have their shoulders to the ark, that says, God, I had the privilege of being here under the anointing and the coverage of your spirit. I have the privilege of holding up a standard. Amen. Oh, even when the world is bowing and every other knee is bowing before Baal, I thank God for those that would continue to march the march and fight the fight and walk the walk. Talk and talk to talk for Jesus Christ. The ministry of the hindmost is very important. I want you to think of the great purpose that God had for those people in the end. There's going to be time that those in the rear will be the ones that always catch the weary and had the strength for the weary. Those that are always there, they got to see the ones that begin to stumble, fall. Thank God for the burden of the hindmost and the ministry of the hindmost that will come next to you and catch up with you in your weary state and be there to strengthen, get you back in your place. They're not to confront you and make you feel like an idiot, but they're there with a giving heart, with a ministering hand to help you back to your place in the front of the line or to the foremost. I thank God for the silent people that has been in the marching army of God through the years. Thank God for those that have been faithful to their place and their position with God, that has followed the cloud, that has eaten of the manna, that still is part of the glory of God. But it's been there many times, faithful. Thank God for those that through the years that have worked hard and sacrificed, that seen a need, that said, Pastor, I got it. Or church, I've got it. Don't worry about it. The quiet giver, not the loud giver. And I'm not just talking about money, people that give of themselves. Thank God for the years that people that said, Pastor, don't worry about it. It's going to be my place to clean the church. My place to take care of the trash or the bathrooms. Amen. Oh, friend, I had somebody wanted a microphone one day. Wanted to preach behind the pulpit. And I began to talk around and I found out, amen, to other pastors. And they began to talk to me and they said, this man wants just to preach. He don't want to serve. And so I talked to some elders that had pastored for many years. They said, if he wants to preach, give him opportunity to serve. And if he could serve, then he falls in rank and knows his place, then it'll unfold. The pulpit will be an opportunity. But when I told him, I said, man, I need some help. Won't you come early and help me open the church and make sure the toilets are clean? He got offended. He got upset. In fact, he took some families with him and twisted what I said. Because he didn't realize in the kingdom of God, God honors the servers. If you're called into ministry, hear me, young lady. If God puts you in a place where you're married to somebody in the ministry, and young man, you're called to be in the ministry, and the whole kingdom of God, you don't have to be in the ministry to be part of this. But hear me well, the whole key is serving. Amen. There's going to be weary, dreary moments, amen, where you have to roll out of bed, out of duty, and you don't feel the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. You just do it because you're called to be the standard bearer. You're called to be that. At least, amen, you're called in an hour of red when nobody else sees you, amen, to go and be and do, amen. Oh, there's weary moments, but friend, amen, I'm not doing it for the recognition and for you to check off the boxes, but I do it that I can honor the King of Kings and be that one that comes up beside somebody who is weary and somebody who's hurting and somebody in need, amen, and lift them up. The ministry of the hindmost through the years, thank God for those. Amen. My daddy was not a camp meeting preacher. My daddy and my mama sacrificed and opened up a church that was closed. The doors were closed. And they went back there, and today there's a church there because somebody cared enough to go in and say, we need to open this building back. Oh, friend, thank God for those that are not afraid even to put their shoulder to the wheel and say, God, your kingdom matters. I'm talking to saints of God tonight. Don't ever low-rate somebody who has their heart on God and his kingdom. Amen. Oh, friend, God is calling the church today to be part of his great kingdom of serving. The next thing I want to talk to you about is this. Dan occupied not only just the useful place of picking up the stragglers, aiding the weary, but guess what else they had? They brought up the rear as the army of Israel. In other words, being the hindmost place, it was a position that they were there as the rear guard. It's a place of danger. There are foes behind us as well as before us. And the enemy knows if he could come in behind us, he could get you. Attacks could come from every quarter. But the enemy knows that if he could trickle in through the back door, he could steal, kill, and destroy. We read that the Amalekites fell upon Israel and slew some of the hindmost of some of them. Thank God for the hindmost guards, the rear quarter guards, the rear guards that are there, amen, that would be there to guard our backs even when we're marching and we're going forward. We're following the crowd and following the cloud of God, and we're going into territory. We're headed for the promise. Thank God for those that behind us that would tell the enemy, no, 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 you can't have the things of God. No, you're not taking our babies. You're not coming again this way. Amen. We're not letting you in. Thank God for the resistance in the hindmost parts. I appreciate those that through the years that I didn't have to make a campaign. Those that were faithful to bow their knee in prayer and say, Pastor, I'm standing with you in prayer. Those that you didn't have to bend their arm or twist their finger. Only thing you had to do, I need somebody to help me pray this week. Thank God for those through the years that have been part of a team of servants in the kingdom of God that says, I want to do my part and I want to guard even against the enemy. Those that tenderly watch to help us every day to fight the good fight of faith. Even those that aid with their weaponry of prayer, intercession. Those that, amen, through the years that have been taught, amen, the things of God, that are faithful and mature, just like it's important to have the front guard. Just as strong as the front line, always as those in the hindmost area of the crowd. Those that know how to guard where nobody else sees. The Secret Service is amazing. It's amazing. I know there's been a lot of garbage in the media and all this about them, but through the years, they're amazing tools. And we had an incident happen with our president, I know, but I want you to look at what they're supposed to be, not what they were. Even they're supposed to be that one that looks ahead, looks all around. While everybody is at gawking with the president and everybody's watching, thank God for those that watch the watchers. Thank God for those that look behind the scenes for the enemy. I want to tell you, the enemy loves to steal. He loves to kill. And he loves to destroy. But thank God for that old seasoned saint through the years. Hallelujah. I want you to lift your hand if you could think of somebody, amen, in your life that has been there, amen, as a seasoned saint, amen, that held up that shield of faith through the years, that drew their sword, amen, and prayed and fought the good fight of faith. Amen. Oh, do you remember that person? But can you lift your hand and say, God, I thank you for that individual that has come up next to me many times and said, I'm praying for you. Don't give give up, child. Hang in there, stand in there, walk. Keep on marching. Keep on praying. Hey, I'm praying with you. Thank God for the faithful, those that are there through the years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not everybody's a frontliner. Tonight, this message, I come to encourage the humble. I'll come tonight to begin to open the understanding to the whole system tonight. In an orchestra, not everybody has a lead instrument. Where you at, Jeremiah? Jeremiah, he plays, what do you play? The xylophone? What do they call that? The bells? Percussion, right? They call it. And Jeremiah knows that he's not just supposed to bang. And he's reading the music with the rest of the orchestra. And Jeremiah knows that there's a certain time that all he has to hit is just that cymbal. And it just blends in perfect. Thank God for those that know the order and their place in the kingdom of God that are right there, right on time. I thank God for the years that there's been a move of the Holy Ghost where all of a sudden the Spirit of the Lord started moving. Then the precious saying of God that it yielded to the Holy Ghost. At that moment, the Holy Ghost would use them and they would give a message of tongues or interpretation at that moment. Thank God for the yielded, those that knew their place in the kingdom of God, those that were waiting and yielding to God. The ministry of the hindmost is important today. I'm telling somebody in the Holy Ghost tonight, God still uses those that are on the rear end of the line, even the least in the kingdom God sees. Not everybody's a frontliner. Thank God for the Danites. Thank God for those who turn the lights off. That the pastor sometimes gets to go with his family or a guest minister. This time we have guest ministers and, you know, they're hungry and thirsty after preaching. And it's like we have to wait to be the last ones. But there's some good saint of God that says, Pastor, I got it. Thank you, Brother Sister Watson, many a times. Amen. When I'm weary for you being sense enough to say, Pastor, we got this. And while everybody else is eating at a restaurant many times, this little couple, amen, they're still here at the church behind the scenes, making sure the AC's off, double checking everything. There's some of others tonight. You do the same thing. Sister Becky, I've watched you before do it. Others. But there are those that are always the first to gripe. First to fuss and first to give their opinion. Amen. But not everybody's on the front line. Thank God for those in the hindmost. Amen. That will be there to help clean up the silent warriors. Amen. Through the years that have been there to do and to be faithful, even after all the trail dust. And when the dust is settling, they're going to still be there. I thank God for the silent warriors also who guard the sacred. They keep the things of God, the things of God. Thank God for those that, amen, even though there's brokenness and pains in the ways of humanity, that regardless if everybody else bows and everybody else is bending to the things of Baal, everybody else is abandoning the ship. They said, we're not going to abandon the ship. This means something to us. When the whole world wants to backslide and everybody else is bowing to the music of Babylon, thank God for those that will stand and say, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to stay put, Pastor. We're going to keep the sacred things, the sacred things. Oh, we can't afford to bail out in an hour that demands our best. God is looking for those that are willful, those that are obedient, and those that will stand for the sacred. Hallelujah. The greatness of the unseen, out of sight, and the quiet marcher is seen by the almighty eyes of God. Thank God for the followers. Even not everyone is in the forefront leading. Thank God for the followers. Amen. Several years ago, we were in a situation to where in leadership and organization, we watched to where there was a lot of division, and somebody come up with an idea. Why don't we just, you know, divide it up and have more leadership in this particular organizational thing? But the problem was, when you have a lot of chiefs and no workers, pretty soon they forget that this thing still takes the shoulders of a bearer of the ark. It still takes people that would join in. Everybody wants a position. Everybody wants a title. Everybody even wants a microphone at times. But I'm thankful for those that, amen, that are there that said, amen, I don't have to have a microphone. I don't have to have a title. I don't have to have a place up front. Amen, I'll take the rear guard and I'm going to march the march. Thank God for the followers. Amen, hallelujah. Even in the rear, they're the ones that's still under the care of God. The God who leads and helps us. The God who gives back. When your purpose seems not to be seen by the crowd, and all your boxes not checked by the man or the humanity or the ways of humanity, but when God sees your faithfulness and God rewards you, you may be the widow that has the mites, or you may be the one that even you may not, everybody may not see what you're doing for the king, but you're not doing it for recognition. You're not doing it for a pat on the back. You're not doing it for high accolades, but you're doing it for the master. God sees it and God understands it. There was a woman that the Lord had pulled out of horrible sin. Katie Purtle, this woman was so horrible that your mama, if a lady walked in like that, your mama would probably say, Katie, stay away from her. She probably was a pickpocket. She probably did horrible things all her life. She had a filthy mouth, obviously, a filthy life. But we're so thankful that Jesus came and set her free. But she came and she had such a great treasure of what God did that one day, she came and brought a box called an alabaster box. Anybody knows what an alabaster box is? It's a box of expensive ointment, perfumes. And some of you just in the years past, if I asked Katie Purtle, what is essential oil? You know what essential oils are? Katie, you grew up knowing what they are, right? When you got sick, your mama put oil on you and all that because you was allergic to stuff. You know what it was. Can you imagine back in Jesus' days, this lady who had a box of essential oils that were very expensive. If she would took it to the market and sold this box, it was, they said, over a year's wages. Can you imagine in that box was oil enough to pay for one whole year of your daddy's labor? Every paycheck, every week, every month, everything equivalent to that. And she brought it. And when she took that alabaster box, she started pouring on the feet of Jesus. What did Judas say? Judas said, you're wasting it. Don't you know what you're doing? You're pouring it out on the feet of Jesus. You're wasting this product. We can sell it and give it to missions. We can sell it and give it to the poor. But she wasn't just pouring it out. She was pouring it on the master, the King of Kings, the treasure of her life. Hallelujah. I want to tell somebody today, when you give to God, you're giving to the King of Kings. You're not wasting it. You're not emptying it out into space where it evaporates and it just being a has-been. But it is before the King of Kings and the Lord of Hosts. Tonight, God is looking for somebody in this place, even that would say, Master, you're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of my highest giving. You're worthy of everything. You're worthy, even I'm in the hindmost, God. You deserve me, my worship and my honor. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands in this place tonight? Hallelujah. Somebody, the Lord is ready for you to give and pour out your treasure to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has placed you. There's an order of the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. The giver God sees. Hallelujah. That person tonight in this room, amen, in the sanctuary, I'm telling somebody to remind you, the master takes good records. He sees your faithfulness. He sees your efforts. He sees that you do it not to be haughty. You've done it not to be bragged about, but you've done it to the master. And what you've done, amen, the master looks at it as a great treasure. You've done it for him. When you do it for him, you're doing it for the King of Kings, and you can't outgive God. You cannot love God. Even tonight, the master wants to step through. Even, oh, I'm telling you, the master wants to glory you. He wants to reach in and anoint you and let you feel the worth of living for him. Hallelujah. I remember in school, when I was in Christian school, there was a scripture that we learned. Whatever you do, do it heartily unto the Lord. Tonight, God will honor those that have heartily followed him and held up that standard. Young lady, when even friends and close friends say, ah, it don't matter. It don't matter. You know, pastor preaches against Hollywood. It don't matter. We'll go to the movies. We could watch this. We could rent a movie. Young man, whenever everybody else is saying, it's okay. It's just a movie. I want to tell you, amen, Hollywood has robbed and stole and come through the back door in many different churches. But I need somebody to stand and say, not my house, not my life, not my youth group, not my church. Amen. Somebody that would stand and say, no. Amen. I don't care if it's Netflix. I don't care what you got. Amen. Whether it's a cell phone. Amen. But somebody to say, no, no, no. I've seen the effects through the years. Thank God for the old timers that said, no, 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 we're not going to have part of it. Amen. No, we're not going to bow. Amen. We're not going to even play with it. It's a snake, and keep the snakes where it's at. Thank God for the young person that today that would say, no, I'm going to stand my ground. I'm going to stay in my place. I'm going to do what God says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's hard when there's a young couple and they got kids and they say, but you know, he's doing it. They're doing it. They don't justify you. My children used to say, Daddy, everybody else is doing it. And I had to come back and say, honey, we don't wear everybody else's shoes. Amen. I don't wear the world's shoes. I'm telling you, this world's not my home. They may be doing it, but for me and my house, amen, we're going to step up to the things of godliness and righteousness. We're going to hold that standard guard. Amen. We're going to stay put in the things of righteousness. I'm going to hold that banner, that standard high for God. I'm going to stay in my place. I'm going to guard my place. I'm going to do what God has called me and chosen me and positioned me to do, even if it's in the hindmost. Stand with me in this place. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want to tell somebody, you're not overlooked. You're not overlooked. Hear me, saint. You're not overlooked. Dan, you're not overlooked. You're not the loud and the proud, but you're the faithful, Dan. And God sees it. God sees you being the rear guard and doing the ministry the hindmost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Jesus. My Jesus. Brother Colton, who's going to be the Don Townleys of tomorrow? Let me explain, Brother Don Townley. He come out of the world. He's raised in Pitkin, Louisiana. I mean, wild as a cutworm. Socially graced by like a cockabur. But I remember going to church when I was in Bible college, and my pastor told me, he said, when you go to a church, make sure you stay in that prayer room. Even though my pastor wasn't there. I know I'm not bragging on me, but I'm telling you, I did what my pastor said. I went to the prayer room, and he said, you make sure you do your best to be on that front row. My pastor wasn't there, but I was there. I can remember going to Porter, Brother Jerry Green's church. And after coming out of the prayer room, I took my Bible, my notepad. My notepad was a paper notepad back in those days. And Sister Mahala, about where you're sitting in the old church in Porter is about where I was at. And all of a sudden, this wiry gentleman came up to me, and he elbowed me. He said, hey, young man, if you're going to sit there, you better scoot over. That's my spot. And you're going to have to worship. You're going to have to honor that man of God behind that pulpit. You're going to have to keep up with me. And he wasn't playing a bit. That was Don Townley. Let me tell you about Don Townley. Through his life, he is not a preacher. There's been many times he'll walk up to you and punch you, Whitney. And he said, boy, we've got to worship God. We can't play around. He'll take young men that were fallen, messed up, lives, and he had a way of hooking you. And he asked him, how Colton's doing? Are you keeping them straight? He said, Brother Crosswell, are you keeping them straight? He said, at church tonight, punch him for me. He'll know what that means. Thank God for the punching of those that care about souls. At his bedside today, there walked in a backslider that Don had helped. The backslider's crying, saying, Brother Don, I'm here to check on you. And you know what he said? He's weeping. Nurses are in the room, fist to give him his meds tonight. This is what Brother Don Townley, I heard him say this. He said, he called the boy's name. He said, if I'm in this hospital and I die, he said, it is for your salvation. It's well worth it. He said, Brother Crosswhite, I called you to ask you, if I send this young boy to you, will you keep punching him? Will you keep letting him know you got to stay in the fight? He's going to have to drive to your church about 20 miles. But Brother Crosswhite, I love that boy. And if I die, and if he gets his soul right, it's worth being thrown off a mule and dying in ICU in Herman Hospital. Because there's another soul that entered in with me to the kingdom of God. Who's going to replace that kind of man that's been in the hindmost? Oh, he may be up front a lot of times, but friend, he's back in the back too. Thank God for those, amen, that has been there. Who's going to replace the Sister K.K. Woodards? Man, I mean, he's had the privilege of knowing Sister Catherine. Look at here. Well, there's an empty spot in our church, not just from her presence, Not from just because she died, but because that mantle hadn't been picked up. That Spirit of God and that mantle of prayer. God wants somebody to pick up. Thank God for people like that. That were there in the hindmost with the standard lifted, guarding us and marching and following the cloud. Amen. God's calling tonight. Hallelujah. I want somebody that says, God, I don't care for the positions. I don't care for all the different accolades. I just want to be part of your will. I want somebody that just want to be a vessel. Somebody that just wants to be part of his kingdom. Amen. I want you to come to this front and get close to the pulpit tonight. Amen. Young lady, oh, it would do you well. Amen. To say, God, not my will, but your will be done. Young man, amen. The Lord is calling you. God is looking for those that would say, God, I don't care what place. I don't care, Lord, what place. Hallelujah. Rara mandoria basalala. Come on, Dios, salola la la la.